Every 4 years, during the third week of January, the presidential inauguration takes over downtown Washington, D.C.
Okay, it's Saturday afternoon, about 2:30, and I'm about to ride my bike into D.C. and just do a kind of a loop around Capitol, the mall. It sounds like, you know, this is going to be an interesting next few days, so here we go.
People come from across the country to celebrate one of the hallmarks of our democracy, the peaceful transfer of power. Excited crowds bundled against the cold line the parade route down Pennsylvania Avenue. Fancy parties and events spill out of hotel ballrooms all over town. It's kind of like a political Mardi Gras that happens once every 4 years. National Geographic's headquarters is located just a few blocks from the White House, so we're always kind of in the eye of the storm.
So basically, it's like the whole mall looks like it's shut down.
The inauguration of a U.S. president is always a historic event. Since George Washington took the first presidential oath of office in 1789, inaugurations have been held during times of war and peace, prosperity and uncertainty, strong unity and deep division. So how will history remember 2021 and Joe Biden's inauguration? I'm Peter Gwynn, editor-at-large at National Geographic.
And I'm Amy Briggs, executive editor of National Geographic History Magazine. And this is Overheard, a show where we eavesdrop on the wild conversations we have here at Nat Geo and follow them to the edges of our big, weird, beautiful world. In this special episode, we're heavy on the weird, the most surreal presidential inauguration in recent memory. We venture into the streets of the nation's capital to talk to Nat Geo photographers reporting on the inauguration. And we'll also see where 2021 fits into the history of U.S. inaugurations.